Hey, where? Take a look at that. That looks easy. But Tyson's in time out. Can't see Michelle at the moment. She ain't lost time. I think this person lay awesome. So some lay awesome on the she on this. There's no awesome. Nobody got killed. And on the she on this, she has to pay the maid lodges. Actually, yeah, she's the maid lodges. But in my awesome year, so the person is going to start the nephew's back as nephew. So, I'm going to understand. The start the nephew's back as nephew means that there's a fee of miso. If it's a capital R, it's there, but it's high in miso. So, my awesome year is high in miso. But in lay awesome, then he has a fee to pay the maid lovers. So that's what Shesha Bray David wants to build a better raya that by Chavolos, because from the fact that if there is also, so when it's happened, if it's not happened, it's high, you see the Muslim in Hashra. The Muslim Dora Chomer, the Muslim Dora Akal. So Mela, even if he doesn't kill anybody, but the mice, he's Chavol in the woman. So he should get Malchus for Ben Yosef. And yet the Torah says that the Kasher Yosef is all over, he has to pay the maid lovers. So you see that the Mumayim and Shalom look a little lucky. That was the Gemara. So Tosfos asks, "How can Shalom Amar people pay Nosim? Even if nobody got killed, how does he pay? How does he pay his main brother? He said, even in his cavalry, since the Maisa wanted to kill, the master should miss a cotton dabber. He wanted to kill somebody. So how will he write it? He was chayv and nafshay. So he's chayv misals roidev. He can write the rabbinate. Once he's chayv misals roidev, so the chayv misa should happen for a moment. Tosfos means even the moment of chavolus." Even though by Chavolos has a special din, and the Maid of Mishal look like lucky, that Malchus doesn't pater from the moment of Chavolos. But Misa certainly paters from the moment of Chavolos. It says in this pasuk, Lo Yosef, that if there's a Chi of Misa, then you don't pay the Maid of Lodos. That's my first pasuk. If there's a Chi of Misa, you don't pay the Maid of Lodos. You only pay the Maid of Lodos in Lo Yosef. So you see that even Malchus doesn't pater from the moment, but Misa certainly paters from the moment. That Tosfos, even if nobody actually got killed, he's still chayav misa. He's chayav misa also. So what's the difference in wasn't he and lo also? If there was also and there wasn't also, and the woman was killed, and what the woman wasn't killed, he wanted to kill somebody. Right? If he was, the man was chayav misa regardless. If he's chayav misa also, if the shepatim from made others. So Tosfos answers with shleim of shechel lasila beachem meyabar. That the case is, well, you never chayav misa also, because it was a case of yochel lasila beachem meyabar. Yochel mina b'mensayer, and that's says takav perishin and b'mensayer that way. Tak a fairish in the world. The government said, "My race, but fairish." According to the laws, that the master should meet Sakosim with Abba. Why, by law, Yosin as he is, does he pay? Does he have to pay? He should be brought to Australia. And the Moran says, "Yochel Atzilu Beechad Meivar." And that's the mocha for the din of Yochel Atzilu Beechad Meivar. So that's the source. Yochel Atzilu Beechad Meivar. I kind of miss what places over here being laced. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara for Eshes. What's this whole shakar entire place? Elaborate. That was Tosfos sugya has nothing to do with Hagam. Tosfos kasha really has nothing to do with that sugya. It's not a sugya. Our sugya is not a sugya about Roidev. Roidev madocha shmei. So why is Tosfos getting involved with this question about Roidev? So if this was some kind of original question of Tosfos, that wouldn't be a kasha. Tosfos has an original question. So what happens with the Roidev? So Tosfos puts it here. He says the Teretz. But it's not some original question of Tosfos. It's a Gemara before Eshes. The Gemara, the sugya Roidev has this issue. But first of all, I thought you shouldn't bring it up. When we learn the Sugya Roidev, we weren't going to ask the Kasha. He says to bring up every peripheral issue that comes up somewhere else in the Gemara. And even if yet, Tosfos doesn't want to bring it up. But Tosfos should. I mean, that's not so terrible. But then, right at the beginning, we say, the Gemara Parach, the Gemara Parach, the Gemara Parach, what's he leaving for a surprise for the end? Tosfos should start up, the Gemara Parach, the Gemara Parach, why doesn't he have a peripheral Roidev? And the Mishani that is talking about the Yochalatzi Lubechad Mevor. Taisus Kilo says, this is the Kasha, this is my Kasha. Taisus presents to Kilo as my Kasha. Here's my Kasha, here's my Teretz. And you know what? It's a Gemara before Eshes. It's like in the Teretz Pima's memoirs. Teretz Pima has in his memoirs. I told you this story. Teretz Pima was a captain. So he has in his memoirs that he was a Talmud of Elazar when he was young. So he has in his memoirs that somebody came to him and said to the Shiloh, that he took a neder that he'll never see his brother again. So was not, they had a fight, and he told the Shimon, I'm never going to see you, I don't want to see your face ever again. Took a shvu. And then the brother died. Now he's allowed to go to the funeral. He's seeing his brother dead, a violation of his shvu, he's never going to see him again. So the Nesi was thinking about the Shiloh and Tamidim were all around. So he writes the third Tamidim that one of the Tamidim said that he has a right. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said to Kai Yisrael, Asher Yisim Etz Mishayim, Asher Yisim Etz Yisim Etz Mishayim, Hagei Moshe Sifu, Roi Yisim Adlai Lom. You're never going to see the Mishrim again. And then it says, Vahar Yisrael Etz Mishayim, Mesel Sfas Ayo. So you see that that's not called seeing it. So he brings the attendance to see what's very disappointed from it. And he gets the whole story. Then he gets to the end of the story and said, you know, I can't hold it in. I was the Bachar who said it. I can't hold it in. So what's going on? This is a passion. Then he has a carrot. He said, you know what? I can't open it. It's like a moment of precious. Right? So little mother. Echidim is passion. I have a different question. Also on Tosfos. Why is it deeper and mastil elabshita the astrube? Hilo Tosfos makes a cat. Elabshita the astrube. That's what Shesh Bein Yavidi. Shesh Bein Yavidi has a whole chelik in it. How could it be a chid nefesh tachas nefesh? How could it be a chid misi? It must be it was hasro. And if musa dover chom, it's musa dover akal. And if it's musa dover akal, it's a chid malchus. So why isn't the chid malchus part of the moment? Must be one of shalom nukid alof. That's the shesh b'ed yoridi. This kashan of yoridi is a kashan of shesh b'ed yoridi. It's a kashan of a lozor. The lozor said, b'masa shub misa kosim adaber, that they're trying to kill each other. And the Torah says in lo yos, that if there's in lo yos, that if nobody gets killed, so he has to pay. Why does he have to pay? It should be p'tur yoridi. The Gemara in the Sarah Meir that asked the Kasha, I'm a Belozer. The Gemara in the Sarah Meir makes no mention of Rav Sheshit Bei Daviti. It doesn't appear in that sugya. The Gemara calls him a Belozer, but Matzah Shemisa Kosim Medaber, V'chivos HaNoshim Shenemar, because it says, V'nasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, so obviously he must be trying to, in order to be a Chimisa, they must be trying to kill each other, and his Kavan Arizeb, where it says, Chayim, Fek the Gemara, so how can a lawyer also be asked to pay? He's the Chayim, he's a Roidiv, and he should have a Pura Roidiv. So, and the Gemara answers, Yochal Tzil Bechem Meibor, it's not a Gemara of Sheshit Bei Daviti at all. Right away, Rabbi Lozer, who says, "Mamasa Shemisa Kosim Adamer, Shenemer Venasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh." That's where you have the kasha. What happened to Rebbe? If it's been Mamasa Shemisa Kosim Adamer, then he's a Rebbe, and he's a Rebbe. Then why, by lawyer, also does he have to pay? Taisus is for the Gemara Maskil and Rabbi Sheshit Bei Daviti. And look, the Asher Bei, we're already a few lines past there, Rabbi Lozer. The dear Master should be Rabbi Lozer. Mamasa Shemisa Kosim Adamer. That's how it is in Parak and Sayomer. The kasha on Rabbi Lozer. I don't know. I'm not really sure.
In the Gemara
Sanhedrin,
it seems that the
Machlokes,
who says, maybe
she made his mom
the first.
Supposed
to just be Machlokes that Argamar must hold like the first side in the Gemara Sanhedrin.
Why is that Machlokes that Argamar holds like the first side? Maybe Argamar holds like the second side. It's Miskabel Argus. There's no Ptur right because it's Misul Zer Mam Lezer.
The Gemara also has two studies. If you say that Yachal Atzil Be'achad Meivara, you're allowed to kill the right if
they're not. Yeah, because the Gemara, because so we go to Argamar Belozer. And the Gemara says, no, maybe Kedoich, maybe it's Mam Lezer, Misul Zer Mam Lezer. What do you see in Argamar? You don't see in Argamar. Whatever you see in Argamar, you see in Argamar. Whatever there is to see is in Argamar himself. It's not in Rosh Hashanah. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara asks, how what point of Belozer? What happened to Rav? The says the Gemara, Yochel Atzil Be'achad Meivara. There's nothing in our Gemara that's not in Rav Belozer himself, and that's the Gemara with Koreshes. Maybe you could say, Stalder Chavshat, that Tosfos thought a priori, before we even know the Gemara in Sarah Meira, Tosfos thought that maybe in Rav Belozer it's really not so sure. Because maybe you could say, I'll be my start like this. The Gemara later on, Hey, has a Havamino. That Chayiv Misa Shogigim, that Rabbi Yisrael holds Chayiv Misa Shogigim are Chayiv L'Shal. But the Turkim with Ravna is only a Chayiv Misa Mezidim, where there was Hasra. But if there was no Hasra, then you have to pay me. The Misa doesn't pass. It's just like he holds by Malchus. The same way Rabbi Yisrael holds by Malchus. The Malchus only passes Mammon from his Hasra. Because by Asher Bei there's no kibbutz, the Malchus doesn't patter. So when I thought there, Rabbi Yochanan holds the same thing by Misa. And Misa only patters by measure and not by shaking. The Maskonis Gemara is not the way everybody agrees to Tana Becheski, and Misa shaking the patter. But Gemara had such a habit. So Gemara speaks out according to that Avamino. So how do you learn the Pesukim? Torah says in Osinia that if the lady gets killed, then you have to pay. Then there's a chi of But in Loya also, if she didn't get killed, only then do you have to pay the maid lovers. The Gemara says, why only if she didn't get killed? Even if she got killed. But as long as there was no hasra, then you should have to pay the maid lovers. So how do you, what's chatting the pasuk? In Loya also. If she didn't get killed, then he has to pay the maid lovers. Even if she did get killed. But as long as there's no chiyav misa, because it was chayav misa shayvig, there was no hasra, then he should also pay the maid lovers. The Gemara says that the Rav Yochanan will have to learn, and that happened in the Gemara, the Rav Yochanan will have to learn, lo yosim means din osim. Doesn't mean she didn't get killed. She could get killed, but there still be made lovers. It means there was no chi of miso. If there was no chi of miso, then he has to pay the made lovers. Meaning there was no astra. She's dead. She taka got killed. But in lo yosim, if there's no chi of miso over here, so then maybe he has to, then he has to pay the made lovers. That's the Gemara over there laminate. Gomer, it's only happening in the Gemara, because the Maskon, everybody holds Mechayim Misha Shagim. So you don't need Hashra to Pater from Mama. But at Kabbalah, we see there's such a possibility that Lo Yosem could mean Din Osem, Sechay of Misa. So I thought maybe Tosis thought, L'chad Chiloh, that, and Rabbi Lozer himself, it's really, maybe you could say that when the Torah says in Lo Yosem, it means that he wasn't the right, that he wasn't even trying to kill him. It's the same way the Gemara has over there. Havmina Yimi also means there was Hasra, and he's Chayim Misa. And Lo Yosem also means there was no Hasra, and he's not Chayim Misa. So Derech said, maybe we could say in Abayat Rabbi Loza, that in Yimi also, it says like this, also in Yimi ben Asat and Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, that means if it was a Chayim Misa, then Tosis over there speaks out also that it comes out according to that Havim Gemara, and I skipped a piece. Tosis speaks out over there at the top of Lamed Hey, that according to that Havim Gemara, that Lo also means there was no Chiyuv Misa. Then in Yir also, then in Lo also, it's asymmetrical. Because it says in Yir also, in Sukhanasat and Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. So that doesn't just mean, that means. So the Gemara has a Shahabim, that maybe Lo Yosem means Din Osem. So Chiyuv Misa. And Tosha speaks out something else. We, Lamaisa, Maskanasi Gemara is not the way. Maskanasi Gemara is that even if there was no Chiyuv Misa, so there's only Chiyuv Misa Shaykh, there's also Turkey Lay Rabbin. So when the Torah says, Im Lo Yosem, it doesn't just mean that she. So when the Torah says, Im Lo Yosem, it means she managed to get killed. Nobody got killed, because if somebody got killed, it'd be Chiyuv Misa Shaykh. On the other end, if Yia Osin Onish Yonish, excuse me, if Yia Osin Onasat Nefesh Achas Nefesh, that certainly means Chiyuv Misa. Because just because a woman got killed, but if there was no Asra, then it's not going to be Onasat Nefesh Achas Nefesh. So Taisha says, you see that the Maskana, the two hands of the Pasuk are not symmetrical. If Yia Osin and Lo Yia Osin do not necessarily have to mean the same thing. It could be if Yia Osin means there was Din Osin and Chiyuv Misa. And Lo Yia Osin could mean that nobody got killed. It's two hands don't have to necessarily mean exactly the same thing. Even the Maskana is the one. So, I feel like it's sort of using those tools, those pieces. And maybe Taisha's thought, from the Gemara itself, maybe in the Pesukim themselves, Rabbi Lezer maybe would have an answer. You could say the two hands of the Pesuk, they're not symmetrical. The first hand of the Pesuk, also in Yev, and the Nefesh Tachas Nefesh means there was, also in Yev, and the Nefesh Tachas Nefesh means that there was a chiyuv misa, there was hasra, and she got killed with the hasra, and when it's not an nefesh tachas nefesh, so maybe I have a chiyuv misa. It's kavul arig zeh l'arig zeh. Im lo yosim means that there was not only was the no chiyuv misa, because nobody got. Not only was there no, was not only was there no misa because nobody got killed. She didn't get killed, but there wasn't even a din roidif. There wasn't even a din os in the sense. There wasn't even a chiyav misa al roidif because he wasn't trying to kill anybody at all. It was just because the pasuk of miyah otzer. It's getting a little complicated. All I'm saying is this. You see in Tosfos Lamed Hey, without going now into the details of Osir and Dinosir, maybe it's not even so important right now. It says in that Tosfos, the two heads of the Pesach do not have to be perfectly symmetrical. Because you see, anyway, never mind the Hab Minu word. You see, Mamaisa. In Mia Osir means there was Edim and Asra and he's Chayim Misa. In Loi Osir, it doesn't just mean that there was no Edim and Asra. It means nobody got killed at all. So Tosfos, you see, there's a certain asymmetry in the Pesach. In Mia Osir, does not exactly mean the same thing as Loi Osir. So maybe we should take that a step further. That in also in the Sata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh means that he was Haka trying to be Master Shiva Misa Kosim Adabir. But maybe in Loy also is where there was no Master Shiva Misa, there was, it wasn't even a Roidav. And that's what it means in Loy also that he wasn't even trying to kill anybody. So maybe there could be such a Hamina. So maybe on Rabbi Lezer, that's why Rabbi Lezer Taisa doesn't jump. But you see, Rashesh Brei Ravidi didn't understand the Pasuk that way. Rashesh Brei Ravidi understood the Pasuk. That in Loy also is the exact same case as Ea also, that Ea also was with Hasra. That he was trying to kill somebody, they were master him, don't kill him. And the safer the Kra, Imloya Asin, and the Pasuk of Imloya Asin also means that there was Hasra, he was also talking about Matashim and Misa, with the Hasra, don't kill him. And Musa Dov Achomer having Musa Dov Rakal, and that's what Rosh Hashanah Davidi is building on. So Taisis saw in Rosh Hashanah Davidi that not only is the Pasuk of Imloya Asin talking about Matashim and Misa, but the Pasuk of Imloya Asin is also talking about Matashim and Misa. In fact, says the Pasuk of Lo Yosem is also Master Shiva Misa, so then he's a writer. Yeah, but I've been Pasuk. I think I read you a couple of little too much of it. It's Pasuk. It's just in the Kudit, it says in Taisal Lamed Hey, Yim, Osin Yim, Lo Yosem, they don't have to be 100% symmetrical. So here we're going even further than that. But Taisus thought, where does it say, just because Rosh Hashanah said that Im Yir Osin Yir, when it's out of Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh. And Avilezer says that's talking about Master Shemisa Kosim Adaber that he was trying to kill him. And it's Chayv Larek Zev. Larek says Chayv, and that's why he's in the Satan Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, is Chayv Misa. So the Pasuk of the Mia Osin is talking about Master Shemisha Misa. But maybe it's not Muchuk that the Pasuk of Loya Osin is also talking about Master Shemisa. Maybe that's where he's talking about it, where it wasn't Master Shemisa. So therefore, on Avilezer, on the deeper Masal, it's not on Avilezer. Because it doesn't say in Avilezer, one second, it doesn't say in Avilezer that Im Loya Osin is by Master Shiva Misa. It only says Im Yia Osin is by Master Shiva Misa, who is trying to kill somebody. But I see Ashesh Rei Davidi doesn't say that. Ashesh Rei Davidi says that the same case of Im Yia Osin, the same case of Im Yia Osin that is Master Shiva Misa, that's the case of Loya Osin. That's the whole Ashesh Rei Davidi. That's what he's building on. That if it's by Master Shiva Misa by Im Yia Osin, so it's Master Shiva Misa by Lo Yia Osin, and if there was Asura by Yia Osin, there was Asura by Lo Yia Osin, and Musa Dov Rachomer and Musa Dov Rakal, so why they paid it to make Vodas, the Afrul should be a Chi of Malkus, and so on and so forth. So in Rebel, in Yosheish's Brei Davidi, Taisa saw that obviously Yosheish's Brei Davidi took it for a Dovah Pashut, took for granted that whatever the case of Im Yia Osin is, the same case applies to Lo Yia Osin. Right, Taisa, if that's the case, then he's a Reidah. So Taisa says Yochel Asil Be'echem Eivar, and he points out that that's talking Gemara. The Gemara itself in Sanhedrin also has that Hanoch of Sheish Brei Davidi. There, the Gemara doesn't speak out of Sheish Brei Davidi, but the Gemara solemnly takes for granted the same way of Sheish Brei Davidi took it for granted that whatever the case of Emil Osin is, the same case as Loi Osin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalit in Masorah Amora, has the same Hanoch without Sheish Brei Davidi. That Amora has the same Hanoch that whatever the case of Osin Yia, that Gemara rather has the same Hanoch that whatever the case of Osin Yia, that's the same case of Loi Osin. So I'm not so much answering, you know, why Taisus is telling me something that's a Gemara Mufereshes. That I don't know that I'm necessarily answering, but I'm answering the Dibra Maskel. Why was Taisus convey the Dibra Maskel in Hashesh's Rei Davidi? It should be right away a kasha on Rebbe Lozer. So that I'm saying on Rebbe Lozer, it's not this. On Rebbe Lozer, Taisus didn't have a kasha because Rebbe Lozer is talking about the pasuk of Im Osin Yia. When it's after nefesh tachas nefesh, says Rebbe Lozer, that's a case of matzah shiva misa. Rebbe Lozer never said that the pasuk of lo yosin is also talking about matzah shiva misa. You may say, if it's true to shalmikul, what the tzukim are talking about the same case, but Rebbe Lozer didn't say it. Rav Sheish Brei Davidi, he says it. He takes it for granted that it's the same case. That Tosis, if it's the same case, then he's a roid. Just Tosis, yochal atzilu v'echem evar, and you have a gemara like that. The gemara in Sanhedrin. Again, without quoting a Sheish Brei Davidi, the Gemara on its own has the halacha that the two psukim were talking about the same case. So he's a right. No, so you have to say it's not the same as Taisin Lamed Hei. It goes further than Taisin Lamed Hei. Taisin Lamed Hei says that the word Osoin and Loya Osoin exchange meaning from Din Osoin and Osoin Mamish. But to say that the case of Loya Osoin is not the case of Kiyinotza Anoshin, it's a different case of Kiyinotza Anoshin, that thing where hell, Taisus thought maybe it is, but he points out that he's seen him Shesh Bei Davidi, and they weren't idol, anyway has a Senacha, that the setup of Kiyinotza Anoshin is going on everything. What? No, a lot of Tosfos Lechatchila didn't know the Gemara Sanhedrin. I mean, that you have to say. I don't know why. Again, I'm not answering why Tosfos is getting involved in something that's a Gemara with Reshus. So that's the way Tosfos set up. He's sort of like, you know, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. I don't know what's happening. You know, he gives you the Gemara Sanhedrin at the end. I'm just asking, why was Tosfos Kaveya? Right now, Tosfos doesn't know the Gemara Sanhedrin at the beginning. I'm just asking, why was he Kaveya the Kashan of Shesh Rebbe Avidi? Why wasn't he Kaveya the Kashan of Elazar himself? So I say that Rabbi Lozer himself, Taisa didn't see with Feirish in Rabbi Lozer that the Kiyinotza Anoshim, the Master Shemisha, is going on Loy Osim. Maybe it's only going on Yi Osim. So Rabbi Lozer himself, he waited to ask the Kash. But then he got there, Shesh Bei Davidi, who says with Feirish, that the case of the Master Shemisha, not only by Yi Osim, but also by Loy Osim. And Taisa, if that's the case, then he's right. So he says, in Echarami, you look at the Mars and the Mars also has that Hanok, and the Mars Taka asks the Kash. And the Mars answers that he's talking about Yom Flatsil of Echarami. And the same question, I'm not even saying any Lomb, just perhaps just chat and Dibra Mask. Yeah, come on, why Tosfos is asking altogether a question which is a Gemara of Reshus? That I'm not answering. Yeah, there's an interesting discussion here in the Kveger. Kveger quotes this in the Mishnah Melech in the end of Hilchos Chayvul Mazik. Very end. The Mishnah Melech quotes a Rivosh. Allah said that even though the halacha is that if it's yochel atzil lebechem made of borov, you're not allowed to kill him. You could bring him down by winging him. You're not allowed to aim for the head. But that's only true by other people who are trying to bring down the roedef. They are not allowed to kill him if it's yochel atzil lebechem made of borov. And you should write there even chayim misa if they do. Ram God says they're not chayim misa, but Al-Kopanim, they're not allowed to kill him if it's Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivar. But the Nirdof, said the Rivosh, the Nirdof is allowed to kill the Roidif even if it's Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivar. Or at least he says he's Potter if he killed the Roidif even if it's Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivar. So the Rivosh says, the Hezbollah the Rivosh gives.
What does the Rivosh say about other people killing?
Other people, that's the Gemara. I don't know. I didn't see the Rosh inside, I only saw the Mishnah Melech. I don't know what he holds about that. I mean, it's a Machlekes to the Rambam, and that we know is a Machlekes to the Rambam and other Rishonim. But Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivor, if you did kill him, the Rambam says you're not Chayim Nisa, and many Rishonim write, you are Chayim Nisa. I don't know what the Rivosh holds about that. Probably also, he's probably assuming you are Chayim Nisa from his Losh. He says, and the Nirdif is not Chayim. But it could be also Nirdif is Mutter, even if you're the Rambam, the Nafgimir, it could be that the Nirdif is Mutter to kill him without, even if it's Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivor. So that's the Rivosh. That's the Chiddush Rivosh. The Hezbollah Rivosh gives is that the Nirdaf is a Bohol, and therefore it's not Shaykh to insist that he make that call if it's Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivor. The police, they have to gauge each situation. No, it's Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivor, not Yochel Atzil, and they're responsible if they make the wrong call. But the Nirdof, rather, we understand the Nirdof, he doesn't have time to make those. They're coming after him. He's allowed to bring the guy down no matter what. That's how Rivosh explains it. From this Gemara, the quote Tosfos quoted, the Gemara says that by Yochel, the Gemara asks, why is he chayef for the made lovers? He's doch a roedef, is chayef himself. So the Gemara answers, it's told by Yochel Atzil Bechem Meivar. So therefore, he's not chayef himself. That's Rabbi Kveger, but he's Chayim Misa anyway. He's out the Nidav. The Nidav is allowed to kill him. So that should make. So why does that kill the Rabbanan and that count? What does it matter if only one person in the world was allowed to kill him? But that one person was allowed to kill him. No, so that itself should make him. If the fact that a Roidif is Chayim Misa pathos in Vamaman, what's the difference if a million people are allowed to kill him or one person is allowed to kill him? The Mice, the assembly in the world is allowed to kill him. So he should be Potter. We should say Kimli Rabbanan. So what did the Gemara gain? That's Yochel Atzil Bechem Eivor. So nobody else can kill him, but the Nidav can still kill him. So maybe we should take him later to Avinet.
He's allowed to kill him, he's possibly not.
Yes, I think apparently the Pekhagis assume he's allowed to kill. You're right. If you just say it's a tour, then it's not really. But Pekhagis assuming, I guess, in the Rivash that he's not allowed to. That's a good point. But Pekhagis assuming the Rivash that he's allowed to kill. Yeah.
Does Rebbe understand that it's he doesn't have the status of it. He doesn't have the status of a dead person. It's just it's a special dispensation because he's bald.
If he has it, what's the difference? If there's a person allowed to kill him, so why isn't that enough to make him a? First of all, I don't know if a human god need even to be a gavur teilo. I don't know, it could be separate issues. But even if so, why? Maybe he's a gavur teilo too. If there's one person in the world who's allowed to kill him, so lemaisa for that person is that he has a chiyumisa. So why? What's the difference if a lot of people allowed to kill him? One person allowed to kill him. The nidah was right there on the spot. Is allowed to kill him. So that should make him chiyumisa. And that's what the kmeiros halacha. That's what it makes no. I don't see a difference between if there are many people who are allowed to kill him or there's one person allowed to kill him. Why ordinarily is there? Why all the people allowed to kill a nirdif? There was no asra, there was no. You're allowed to kill a nirdif. They're allowed to kill a raidif rather than a hatsala nirdif. Why is there a raidif? It's the whole thing of raidif is a chiddush that we say kill the rabbinate. Because the raidif is not really chayim misa in the regular sense. You know, like, after he stops being a raidif, we don't take him out the base and then kill him because he was once a raidif. But the Shas Meister, he's allowed to be killed. Lahatzel Hanidah. The reason why a Raidah, people are allowed to kill a Raidah, is Lahatzel Hanidah. That's the Lashon Rav Yechalim Lahatzilay Benafshay. You're allowed to save the Nidah by killing the Raidah. So, Esther Kreger, so what's the difference if many people are allowed to kill the Raidah to save the Nidah? Well, if the Nidah is allowed to kill the Raidah to save himself, bottom line is there's somebody here who's allowed to kill him. And if the fact that many people could kill him to save the Nirdov creates Kimlid Rabbine, then the fact that one person could kill him to save the Nirdov, to save himself, should create Kimlid Rabbine. Why should the Maishnok? That's what Rebbe Pegas Kasha. Rebbe Pegas Mefalbel in the Kasha. He has interesting Cheshbonis in the Kasha, but bottom line, the Kasha remains a. After all the Cheshbonis, the Kasha remains a Kasha.
It's on the Tosfos.
What?
Or QD is on the Tosfos, or somewhere else.
Krager, I don't know what the Krager is. Everybody, I've seen her. I didn't see her. I saw her Krager holding like 10 different people. Everybody calls this her Krager. Am I out of the Krager's?
Yeah,
I guess they can explain this. Oh, so I don't know. Anyway, that's her Krager. So I just saw everybody. It's widely quoted her Krager. Yeah, not right. I really should have looked at things in Rebbe Krager himself. But they call it the obvious. Rebbe Krager makes a cheshbon that maybe you could say, it's not important as to prove to you that I actually saw something. Rebbe Krager makes a cheshbon that maybe you could answer that when everybody could kill him, we had a test in Lamad Aleph, but Misul Lezev and Mamal Lezev. One of the Bali, the Rebbe, I think, said that a Rebbe is called Misul Lezev and Misul Mamal Echad because he's high Misul Chalayim. And anybody can kill him. So that's what makes it Misul Mamal Echad. That's if it's Chayim Misul Chaloilam. But if it's only Chayim Misul to the Nidov, so then it's Misul Lezev and Mamal Lezev. So maybe that's why over here you don't have to kill the Rabbinah, because it's Misul Lezev and Mamal Lezev. But the Pegasus says it first of all doesn't work in the other Shittus and places over there. And it doesn't work at the same more later, the same issue later on in Amad Beis, by Yim Yochim Misalach Bechutz, where we're Chayvashim, and if he doesn't die, somebody beats somebody up. So the guy might die, so we're Chayvash the beater upper. And then we see, you know, so if the guy dies, so he's chayav misa. If the guy doesn't die, then he's chayav rap shifti yitin rapa yirapa. And then the same gemara, the pasuk of Rafam, pasuk of Rafal, and the pasuk of Asur Yir. So the also Rebbe Krager says, whether he dies or not, the guy was a roidah. He certainly tried to kill him. So he beat him half to death. So he's a roidah. So if he's a roidah, so the same kasha, so we should call you, so yeah, the same question. So otherwise, Yoch Lassil Brecha Meivar, but to the Nirdof, at least he's chayav misa. And there it's not going to help to say Misul Zev and Mamal Zev, because there is Misul Mamal Echad. The Nirdof is the one to whom he has to pay the Shevis and the Ripot. So that's the word. Anyway, so this is Rebbe Krager's kasha. Why don't we say, okay, what's the difference? If one person can kill him, many people could kill him. Kachay Kach, it's the same Kimwe Dravinit. So let's talk about this. The Rivash himself, when he says, which the Mishnah brings, when he says this distinction between the Nirdof and everybody else, that everybody else is only allowed to kill him if it's not the Yochel HaTzil Bechem HaHevarav, and the Nirdof doesn't have such a limitation. So the Rivash, as I said, he's totally the distinction in the fact that the Nirdof is Bohol. So he can't be, he doesn't have the time to make these fine assessments. It's interesting though, This same distinction between the Nidah and everybody else is made also by the Mizrahi and the Levush and Chumash. But they say a different hezbah. But they also say this is like that by everybody else is in the Yachal Atzilu Be'echa Me'evarov, but the Nidah can kill him regardless. But both, they say a different hezbah entirely. How do they get into this whole discussion? It's a nimbus. How do they get into this whole issue? The pasuk says, "Vayir Yaakov Moed Vayetzel Moed." Yaakov was afraid. Shemi Yehorig, Shemi Yarig Achem. So the Maral discusses why was Yaakov afraid to kill Metal Shemi Yehorig and the Zed, but Shemi Yarig Achem. They were coming to kill him. The body was allowed. What was he afraid of? What would be so terrible if he killed Esav and his born in men? They were coming to kill him. Says the Maral, but it's a Tanchuma. Tanchuma says, we don't have this Tanchuma, but the Maral quotes a Tanchuma, that the reason why he was afraid to kill Esav was because he was afraid if he'll kill Esav, then Yitzchak will curse him out. Yitzchak will be Makalos. So that's why he wasn't really reluctant to kill Esav. There's no problem with killing Esav. Esav was coming after. But he didn't want to kill Esav because who knows what Yitzchak won't realize that Esav was being raised with Yaakov. Don't believe it. And Yitzchak will be upset that Yaakov killed Esav. That's the Maral, B'Shem Yitzchak. Asked the Mizrahi, so I understand why Yaakov didn't want to kill Esav. But why didn't he want to kill the other 400 men? It says Shema Yarag Acher, it doesn't say Shema Yarag Esav. If he's only reluctant to kill Esav, then he should have said Shema Yarag B'Shem Yarag Esav. He says, no, Shema Yarag Acher, Mizrahi didn't want to kill anybody. So he says to Mizrahi, it's a strange thing. He says that, so like this, he didn't want to kill neither Esav nor the other 400 men, but for different reasons. The other 400 men he didn't want to kill, because he didn't know if they're coming to kill him. Maybe the other 400 men were coming to kill his family, to kill his other people in his machaneh, but maybe they weren't necessarily coming after him. I don't know why not, but that's what he says. Maybe they weren't coming after him. So if they weren't coming after him, so then there's a din of Yochel Atzilu Be'echen Me'evarov. So he was afraid, maybe he'll kill them. They're not running after him. And by a right, if there's a limitation, Yochel Atzilu Be'echen Me'evarov, maybe he could have winged all those 400 men. He didn't have to kill them. So that's why he didn't want to kill the 400 men. But Esav, that wasn't a problem, because Esav was certainly coming after him. Now we know Esav wanted to kill Yaakov. So Esav's coming after Yaakov. If Esav's coming after Yaakov, then it doesn't matter whether it's Yochel Atzilu Be'echen Me'evarov or not. Because the Nirdif is certainly out of kill the Raidif regardless. And therefore, Esav, it must have been a different reason, because he didn't want Yitzchak to curse him. And that's the Tanchuma, that he didn't want Yitzchak to curse him. So that's how it was in Mischalim. Yeah,
why is it a game of a foul with
the
word?
Is it a war? Yeah, I hear it. Sahara. It's not Sahara. But Chesfinich says by word, there's no. Yeah, good question. I don't know. The whole thing is very interesting. So anyway, that's the rain with Rafi. And he says, but the point I want to get to, he says this distinction between, you know, the guy who, they're coming after you, or they're coming after somebody else. So the 400 men, they're coming after the Yaakov's family. So that's Yochel, there's a limitation of Yochel Atzilu Be'echa Me'evar. But Esav was coming after Yaakov, there was no limitation of Yochel Atzilu, because he was coming after Yaakov himself. So Yaakov's the Nirdif. So he said, this is the same chiluk we saw in the Rivash. You know, underneath all this pilpul, but this is the chiluk that we saw in the Rivash, but he says a whole different hezbah. The Rain says, the Hezbeh is, B'shai Chadar, he takes it for granted. He says that if they're coming after somebody else, so they have to kill him, is also right. And by right, if there's a limitation, Yochel Atzilu Be'echa Me'evar. But if they're coming after you, then they have to kill the Raidif is al Tabola Hargecha Hashkim Laharga. And he assumes that that's a different thing. We'll see in a minute how and where that's coming from. But he says, Tabola Hargecha Hashkim Laharga, that's a different thing. That wouldn't happen, Baba Machteris. When the Gemara says by Baba Machteris, that Atari Omer, Tabola Hargecha Hashkim Laharga. It's a whole different idea. That's not because of Raidif. It's because Tabola Hargecha Hashkim Laharga. That's not limited by Yochel Atzilu Be'echa Me'evar. That's the Mizrahi. Says the Levush, back to the Mizrahi. Levush also has among as many Svarmi as a Perish and Rashi. Says the Levush, they have that as a set, all the Perushim and Rashi. So it's there. It's probably other places also. Any Anyway, says the Lavush, he accepts the Hanochah. He says, the Hanochah is right. But he says, he says, my Bob Machteris, Mimokim Shabosa. What's the case of Hamahabola Hagecha Hashkim Lahog? Bob Machteris. My Bob Machteris is the Ganef coming because he wants to murder the Balabais? No, Balabais, not Ganef coming to murder the Balabais per se. The Ganef is coming to steal the Balabais' laptop. But says the Gemara, but since the Ganef knows that the Balabais ended the Maimon Asmer on the Moinoi, that if the Ganef tries to steal the laptop, the Balabais is going to defend himself. He's going to fight back. So the Ganef therefore comes prepared to kill the Balabais because that's how we understand the Ganef. The Ganef knows that in the Maimon Asmer on the Moinoi, the Ganef knows that if he tries to steal the possessions of the Balabais is going to resist, and therefore the Ganef is prepared to kill the Balabais as well. Says the Lavush, Yaakov's wife and children are not less than his possessions. Let's say the 400 men weren't coming after Yaakov. They were coming after Yaakov's wife and children. But they didn't think that Yaakov would defend his wife and children. If a Ganef above Machteres knows that the Balabais is going to defend his television set, so the 400 men, even if they weren't interested in Yaakov, they only wanted his wife and children. But they certainly knew that Yaakov ain't a maimed atzmai al ishtei yavonov, and Yaakov will certainly defend himself. And therefore, the 400 men were certainly prepared to kill Yaakov too, just like the Bava Machteres is prepared to kill the Balabais. And at that we say Abola Gecha Hashkim Lahargay. So even the 400 men, there was a din of Abola Hagecha Hashkim Lahargay, and therefore there was no din of Yochel Atzila Bechem Meivar. Says the Lavush, and therefore the Lavush says in second. Therefore the Lavush says, no, Yochel Atzila Bechem Meivar, neither by Esav nor by the 400 men. And Yaakov had no compunctions about killing the 400 men, and he had no compunctions about killing Esav, except he was afraid that Esav would curse him out, and that's the Tanchuma. And really, the only person Yaakov was reluctant to kill over was Esav, because he didn't want Esav to curse him. But otherwise, Yaakov had no compunctions. And when it says Shema Yaakachem, it means Esav. So why is it Yaakachem? It's Esav. So he says, because since it started off by saying Shema Yehore, so just it's the Lashon Neifel Lashon Shema Yehore and Shema Yaakachem. He was afraid to kill or be killed. He didn't want to be, but so it says a symmetrical lotion. But about it, the person he didn't want to kill was not the 400 men. The person he didn't want to kill was only Esav. So why not? Like the Maral brought from the Tanchuma, because Yitzchak would curse. Anyway, that's the Pashonis and Chumash. Okay, so we always say you guys have Thursday to Nachshei, so we weren't yesterday. But Akaponim, you see that the Mizrahi and the Levush. And the Lavush, who besides being the Parshim HaChumash, were certainly great Talmudists. I mean, their aim is brought down all the time in learning, and the Lavush, from the Dalai Paiskin. They seem to have this premise that there's two. First of all, they share the premise of the halach of the Ribosh, that the din of Yochel Atzila Bechem Meivarav is only by everybody else, but by the Nirda, there's no limitation. But they say a whole different hesed. The hesed they say is because it's two dinim. There's one din of roitif, and there's another din of avol agerach of hashkim lahargah, and they're totally separate halachas. Now, face it, I understand where they're coming from, because if you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's hakat two different sugyas. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, I in base, I think the Mishnah above machteres, and above machteres neither nashim seifah, but yodah seifah with the same type. The Ganev knows that in Maimon Asmer on the Moinoi, and if the Ganev wants to, the Ganev is prepared to kill the Balabais. We had Torah Omer, Slashman Moran, and I think it's Ayin Beis, Ayin Gimel. We had Torah Omer, Habola Hagecha, Hashkim Lohaga. That's one Gemara. And then, there's a Gemara, a block later, by the Din of Roidif, by Haroidif, Hachamei Lohaga, is Yochel, let's see, if he's Yochel Masil Ben Ashoi. And the world learns it out from a hekesh to nairim urosu. Says kashiyokim ishorei lahoga kena dover azeh. It's just like if somebody's read the pachar nairim urosu the pogmo. So it's nitam latzil benafshi, and that is pesukim of its own. So there's a hekesh. If somebody's running after somebody to kill him, so you also nitam latzil benafshi. So it's different passion of the Torah. There's one passion of reidif. Somebody's read the pachar nairim urosu. Somebody's read the pachar nairim lahorgoi. It's nitam latzil benafshi. That's one pasha. There's a different pasha. Bava machteres and bava lagecha hashkim lahorgoi. So that's what the Re'im and the Lavush are saying, Fetters are saying, they stood up in Dinim. In the Dinim, Roidev, that we learn after Naya Miroso, Yochel Atziloi, so there's a limitation of Yochel Atzilo Ve'echad Me'evar. Because if it's, I have some of the Havanis, if he's not Yochel Atzilo, if he's Yochel Atzilo Ve'echad Me'evar, then he's not a Roidev. It's nitin latzila benafshi. If there's no other way to stop him, if there's another way to stop him, then you don't. Then he doesn't have the din roidif, then he's not chayiv. You don't have a right to kill him. You only have a right to kill him if there's no other way to save the nidif. But if there's another way to save the nidif, you don't have a right to kill the roidif. That's the nivyach latzila bechem evar. And avol agecha hashkim lahargoi is a different din. That's a new parshan of the Torah. Nothing to do with roidif. It's not because he's a roidif. It's a new din of the Torah. Avol agecha hashkim lahargoi. That's of self-defense. Stand your ground. Why do they have the American? You have stand your ground laws. So look, he's coming to take the Ghana, coming to take his property. The Torah said, you're allowed to kill the Ghana. You don't have to run away. You're allowed to stand your ground. You're allowed to kill the Ghana. Abola gecha haskim lahargoi. Doesn't say over there that it matters if it's yachal atzila v'yachal yachal mevor. Now yachal atzila, there you don't find such a limitation. And that's the aside of the Mizrahi and of the Lulavush. Now the Chora, by the way, this aside, the Bamach Keres, is a different than the Roi. The Chora has a big smuchim in the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, I don't know the chapter and verse, but you can look it up. The Rambam by Roidus is very clearly that it's a chiyuv to kill the Roidus. And if you don't kill the Roidus, then you're over and lose Hamad of Abayecha. And a couple of other mitzvahs also. So the Rambam says you're a mechuyuv to kill the Roidus. By Bob Machteres, the Rambam says that it's mutter to kill the Roidus. Rishus begadbi, Rishus magisim. That's quite a point to say. It's a chiddush in the Rambam. So you see already in the Rambam, you see it in the Rambam, that Bob Machteres is not a regular Roidus. Because even though it's Yod HaToyva Torah L'Sayv Daitoy that ain't no my Miras Moya on the Moya and so on, apparently the Ram held that does not rise to the level of being a right. We don't really, the Ghana's not really coming to murder the Baal HaBayis. But it's like when Sarah Murray, you know, Midan Hashem Soifa, Yod HaToyva Torah L'Sayv Daitoy that ultimately if the command of the Ghana will kill the Baal HaBayis. So to make him a right, apparently the Ram held a right if he's not. Chor, as he says in Ram. We'll see later. It's not Mamash Yod, but Abba Lahagecha Haskum Lahagi it is. Maybe we'll see. That's a portion of what I'm saying now in the Ram. But we'll have to revisit that. But this Bashkoch Rishonah, you see already in the Rambam that Bamach is a different parasha. So that's the Yisrael Dvarim of the Mizrahi and the Levush as well. That Bamach Teres, is fundamentally different than the Allah of Roidit, and it has different dinim. It doesn't have the limitations. Roidit has limitations. And Abba Lahagach Hashkim Lahargoi doesn't have such a limitation.
Do all these halachas apply to non-Jews? The chayra, all these people are not Jewish.
Who's not Jewish?
In the Mizrahi. These
people. Oh. Question, yeah.
It's also like the whole Gorari doesn't make any sense to you because like he's going in all these like dachas to go halachas but like none of them apply to Goy.
Like, yeah, I don't know, maybe Kayla Matantara is different. I don't know. I'm not the Pashonis with the Yaakov and Esav, you know, that's like a separate issue. It could be Kodim Matan Torah is different. Kodim Matan Torah, there was no chiluk between that. Anyway, this is required to say Kodim Matan Torah is no difference between Yisrael and Menachem. But I just want to take out from that, you know, that you see that the how they understood the Gemara, that you see both the Mizrahi and the Levush, that they read the Gemara both Machteres, that Tavol Abola Hagar for Hashkim Lahogi, that is not Midin Roidim, and has different Dinim Roidim. That was Hanokum Pshuta both by the Mizrahi and by the Levush. The Chora, this distinction would be very helpful understanding some halachas in Rishonim, otherwise strange halachas in Rishonim. Two halachas, or two statements. First of all, Mar says in Sanhedrin in that. Membeis. Say like this. By the din of Kanoim Pogamai. And Abad, the Abel Aram is Kanoim Pogamai. Pinchas killed Zimri because Kanoim Pogamai. So Lord there says, first of all, Omer of Yechanon, Haboli Moloch Ein Moyim Kein. Number one, somebody comes and asks the Shaila, am I allowed to kill the Abel Aram? So we don't know you're allowed. Because it's really extra halacha. It's not, I'll be halacha, there's no din, go kill the Abel Aram. So Haboli Moloch, somebody comes and asks the Shaila, in Mayim, we don't tell him to kill him. I know I'm playing a bit, but we don't tell anybody that that's the halacha. V'loyoid, what's more, says Rabbi Yochanan. It's possible that this one is connected. V'loyoid, Elishin, Pirish Zimri v'hovi l'pinchos. If Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchos, ein nerev alo, shayrei yoreid b'fin. If Zimri would have turned around and shot Pinchos, then he would have been within his rights. And because Pinchas was already the hemshich like this, if we would be murdered in the Kanoi, we would tell people to kill a Baal HaRamis. So that would be like Mrs. Basin. So a person is being killed with Mrs. Basin, he doesn't have a right to. The person who's chayav misa for every sech, he wants to kill the shliach Basin who's coming to execute him. So that is he's chayav. We wouldn't tell that allowed because he's not a roidif. That's the shliach Basin to do mitzvah sarigla. Here there is no mitzvah sarigla. It's not a shliach Basin. It's an extra thing. If he has the halacha, that's not the halacha. It's an extra halacha that there's a reshus for a kanoi to be pegayin him, but it's somehow outside the regular dinim. So therefore, Pinchas is still a roidif. And since Pinchas was a roidif, Pinchas had a din of a roidif. Since Pinchas had a din of a roidif, Zimri would have been entitled to turn around and kill Pinchas. Adkan the Gemara. Says the Rosh, does that mean that everybody else also had a right to kill Pinchas? So he says, no, rather not. He says, Pinchas was not a roidif. The Rosh and the Rosh is Pinchas. You can't say it was a roidif Gomer. Because he was doing Bishus. There is a loch, we're not Haboli Moloch and Marim. But there is a Rishus for Haboli Ramas Kanoi Pagma. So you can't say that Pinchas was a Mamish Roid. He wasn't a Roid of Gomer. Nobody else had the right to touch Pinchas. Only Zimri was entitled to Lahatzel Atzmai Benafshi Shul Pinchas. Zimri had a right to kill Pinchas, but nobody else. Not Kan the Rosh. It's the one who's is Pinchas a roidif? Is he not a roidif? Is he a roidif? Clap everybody. And if he's not a roidif, so why does he have a right to kill him? If we'll say like the, and for this to be Vosh, not going to help us. Bol, not bol. Pinchas has no right to kill. Assume you have no right to kill Pinchas. Pinchas is coming vicious. Bol doesn't enter into it. But if we say like the Mavush and the Mizrahi. So then we could understand the Rosh very, very, very easily. There's two different halachas. There's one halacha of roidif, and there's another halacha of bola hagar v'hashkim lahargav. The din of roidif is a psak din that the person is a roidif. He's chayav misa on account of being a roidif. It's a chalais in the person that he's a roidif. A person who's coming b'shus can't say that he's a roidif. He doesn't have a din roidif. Not chayav misa. Pinchas was not chayav misa for being roidif zimri because he was going b'shus. The Torah said he's allowed. So Pinchas himself does not have a din b'shus. There's no heter for anybody to kill him. But is he habol ha'argacha? As far as Zimri is concerned, is he habol ha'argacha? So that is the habol ha'argacha. So Zimri is allowed. Ask him la'argacha. There's another else. So hold on for a second. Another place where also you see this. Which these are all cases where you see similar things that the nirdav has different dinim than everybody else. There's a third case. We see also that the Nirev has different dinim than everybody else in Rishonim. There's a famous Gemara in Edom, also over there, that area. The Gemara says that a woman was giving birth, and the baby was endangering the life of the mother. The Pasha later, the baby is endangering the life of the mother. So the Gemara says, but if the Uber did not stick out its head yet, so then mechatkin is Uber. We're allowed to kill the Uber in order to save the life of the mother. Is the Uber not a full fledged nefesh, and the mother is a full fledged nefesh? So we're allowed to save the mother by killing the Uber. But haisi Uber is reisha. So they're not, because ain't doich nefesh mitnei nefesh. Then the Uber is a life and the mother is a life, and one we don't have a right to kill one life to save the other. Says the Gemara, why don't we say that the Uber is a right? Was trying to kill the mother. Says the Gemara, that's not called a roidif because mishmaya karat ribach. When mishmaya is being roidif, it's not the uber by his own act of volition is trying to kill his mother. It's not a matricide. It's a mishmaya karat ribach. So it's not called a roidif. So therefore, we have no right to kill the uber. Says the Meiri, since I had an IMAs, b'shem chachmei ha'daris, that that's everybody else. But the mother is allowed to kill the Uber even after he was ICS Russia. It's unbelievable. So what's the Hezra? He's not a roidif, and I don't nefesh and nefesh. So why does the mother have a right to kill the Uber? So here also you have to say the same. This if you say this, if you say this, the study of the Levush and the rain, So we can understand this this Meiri as well. To paskin, to be for anybody else to kill the Uber, you have the Uber has to have a din roider. It has to have a status of a roider. It has to be chayiv misa in a certain sense. Not chayiv misa after he stops being roider, but for the time being, while he's being roider, there's a certain he has to have a chayiv misa. And the Uber's not a, doesn't have you can't say the Uber's a roider because mishmaya karati, but the Uber is not chayiv misa. The Uber's roider mishsoinoi, so then he's chayiv misa. So on the level of roider, nitin lachilu benashim, anybody could kill him. Here's Mishmaya Karatli, but so as far as everybody else is concerned, you can't label the Uberoid Mishmaya. But as far as the mother is concerned, Habola Hagacha, the Habola Hagacha it is, bottom line, it could be Mishmaya, it's Mishmaya, it's Shpasheret, whatever it is. But it's in the stars. But it's Habola Hagacha. Habola Hagacha it is. Habola Hagacha, Askim Lagacha. So you see three places, two already in Rishonim, where we see this idea, this distinction between Habala Haga Chavshim Lahaga on the one hand. And again, the Meiri and the Rosh, they don't say this lesson of Habala Haga Lahaga Chavshim Lahaga. They don't say Hezber. Or at least they don't say much of a Hezber to get a handle on. But we'll feed the Hezber that the Lavush and the Rain give us, then maybe we have a big Pesach to understand the Rosh and the Meiri as well. Because these three cases, they're all very similar. We have the case of Yochel Atzil Vechem Meivar. That's the case of the Lavush and the Rain. We have the case of the Rosh of Pinchas, Kanoim Poyinaboy, and he's doing Bishus, he's right at Bishus. It's not a Shtich Mason, but he's right at Bishus. And we have the case of the Uber, Hoysi Uber is Roshi, where Mishmaya Kerat Fiba. And by all of these cases, we have rabbis, people saying, the Rosh, the Meiri, the Lavush, that for everybody else, there's no, nobody else has a right to kill him, but the Mutav has a right to kill him. So the husband of the Lush, I understand it. In all these cases, what they have in common is you can't say that he has a din raidif. So a din raidif, the gavra doesn't have a din raidif. Either because Mishmaya Karat Fibo, it's not his volition, so it's Mishmaya Karat Fibo, so he doesn't have a din raidif. Or because he's acting b'shus, so he's by Pinchos, so you can't say he has a din raidif. It's not chayat misa, it's not chayat misa for being raidif. Because he's been raidif b'shus, the Torah gives him b'shus to do it. So you can't say that he's chayat misa for being raidif. The Uber is not chayat misa for being raidif. Because it's Mishmaya Karatvi, but it's not his fault. It's from the Shemayim that they're pushing him. They're pushing him to endanger the mother's life. And the Yochel Atzil Vechem Meivarav, he doesn't have a din roidif because there's other ways to say the nidduf. So the din of Yochel Atzil Menashe doesn't apply. So roidif in all these cases is not. But Habala Hargacha it is. Habala Hargacha, the nidduf still has the right. Habala Hargacha, Hashtim Laharga. This will all be very, very attractive. And Lachara, if we say this kind of right. So maybe we could say a teretz for Rabbi Kreger's kasha. What was Rabbi Kreger's kasha? Rabbi Kreger asked, "Yochel Atzil Vechem Meivarav." So why don't you say Kimoy Drabine? It's the Nidav could still kill it. The Gemara says instead of heading by Yochel Atzil Vechem Meivarav, there's no Kimoy Drabine, and you still have to pay Mammon. Such a road that the Yochel Atzil Vechem Meivarav is Chayim Mammon, right, Rabbi Kreger? But the Nidav could still kill him, so you should still say Kimoy Drabine beside the fact that the Nidav could kill him. This right, we could say a big chiluk. That when you have a person who's a roidif, so roidif is a din on the gavra that he's chayiv misa, not misa is based in, but while he's being roidif, there's a din that he's chayiv misa, it's nitan latsu, it's nitan. The Torah says anybody's allowed to kill him because the gavra did something that makes him into a roidif. He's running after the guy, and the Torah said that this gavra, this person, the roidif, is chayiv misa lakoil, he's mechuyiv misa lakoil. And that creates Kimon and Rabbanit. In a sense, there's a Chiyam Misa. To have Kimon and Rabbanit, you have a Chiyam Misa. The Roidif has a Chiyam Misa. But in a case where it's Yochel Atzil Vechem Meivarav, so you can't say it's Chiyam Misa. The Moshe Le'Uber. The Uber was Chayisi Yisroishi. Could you say that it's Chiyam Misa? Mishmaya Karatvibo. That's why nobody else is allowed to kill him, because Mishmaya Karatvibo. The Uber is not Chiyam Misa. Habo Lahorga, Chashim Lahorga is not a Chiyam Misa on the Uber. This Meiri. It's just that the Nirdif has a right. The Bola Hoga, Chashkim Loga. The Nirdif has a right to kill that, but the Bola Hoga, even if he's not a right. So that's not a Chiv Misa on the right. That's a special thing with the Nirdif, that Bola Hoga has a right in self defense that he's allowed to kill the right. But the right is not Chayav Misa. In the case of the Uber, you see very clearly. You can't say the Uber is Chayav Misa. That's the whole idea of Habola of Mishmaya Karatifa. It's not the Uber's fault. The body is not Chayav Misa. It's nothing to do with the Uber. But the Mitzvah says that he's Bola Hagah, he's Bola Hagah, says the Meiri, that the Ein could kill him because of Bola Hagah, Chashkim Lahagah. So al derech ze by yochel atzil ve'echad me'evar. He's not a roidif because yochel atzil ve'echad me'evar. He's not a roidif. He doesn't have a chiyum misav roidif. He doesn't have a chiyum misav roidif. Then there's no kimlei bedravin. But on the other hand, either habola hagar chashkim lahagai. Yes, there's habola hagar chashkim lahagai. That's not a chiyum misav lagarba. That doesn't create kimlei bedravin. That would be very attractive to say. But there's a, and there's such a rate to try to answer because kashas al derech zeh. But there's a major objection.
By
Bob Machteris itself, is kimli rabbinic. The whole source of avol agar chol kashkul lahog is from Bob Machteris. The Mishnah Bob Machteris says that shibur sakelim is potter. Shibur sachavus is potter. That's the Mishnah. That's the source that arrived if you ask kimli rabbinic. So the chayrei, even if all the rate is good, it doesn't mean that everything else has to fall apart. But this last knesh, that'll be the answer, that'll be the issue for Bipregis Kasha. Because by Abola Agar Chalosh Lahoga, there's no Kimli Rabbinic, it's Mufurish in the Mishnah, Bomach Terrace, which is Abola Agar Chal, has Kimli Rabbinic. So the Chor, this terrace is not going to be a good terrace. However, yeah,
for the Rebbe said in the Mosh, that for Abola Agar Chalosh, there's only the Yachya Palasa for Yor. So, doesn't the Mara say by Yov and Asael and Abner, that's Saul was chasing Abner, and Abner held it was no Paul was Yochel has the Mevar, but definitely thought Abner's Chai Misa. But even if Yochel has the Mevar, it doesn't apply to.
Oh, they asked this Kasha. I saw somebody ask this Kasha. Yeah, I don't know, but I did see this Kasha. They asked this on the Rivosh. Yeah, I don't know. Timing, I don't know. I'm not. Okay, something to do. There's another problem here as well. The whole Lavush and their aim, how does it tell us? The Gemara said like this. Yeah, the Mishnah of Abba Machteres ain't based on it out. Abba Machteres need the Lashon Slaifer. And the Gemara says, Omer Rova, my Taiva, Chazoka ein remaim et asmei am lemoinoi v'haim eim eomer yazil na koi la koi. The Ganef knows that the Balabais may try to stop him, and therefore, and if he's going to try to stop me, I'll kill him. This is the mocha for the Levush, for their aim, that this is a new halakha of Bola Hoga, nothing to do with the Nineveh. And presumably they mean to say, how do you know? Maybe Bob Machteris is Hakas Raidav. Maybe the head to the kill of Bob Machteris is Hakas Raidav. Where do you see him here? How does the Gemara know there's some new halacha of Yerav Abba Lahagacha? So you can say, because her name is Chalak, Yochal Atzil Becha Mevarav, not Yochal Atzil Becha Mevarav, Bob Machteris, well, it's Chayim Yisrael. Maybe that would be a shakali. The problem is, the Gemara says, on the next Talmud, says the Gemara, Tanra Abanan, Bilhuka, Tarsi by Bob Machteris Lashon Bilhuka, that he was hit, he was killed. Doesn't it about a bias killed? Emily Domin, Possum of Emily Domin. Huka may say Emily Domin, something like that. Says the Gemara, Bilhuka, Bakaila, the Cholodom. Anybody's allowed to kill a Bob Machteris, not only the Balabais. Vomeis, Bechol Mishita Yochal Amisa. Dr. Gemara, Vishnu Bilhuka, Becholodom, what's the Chiddush? Isra. Salkadai the Chamino, Balabais, who the Kimle, the Emily Maimon asked me on the Maimon. Maybe only the Balabai is allowed to kill him. Because the Balabai is knows that the Ganav is going to kill him. Because Ein L'maimin Asmei Al L'maimin. Aval Acher, but another person, they're not coming after the other person. The Bama Machteres is not coming after the other person. Why is the other person allowed to kill the Bama Machteres? So maybe the other person is not allowed to kill him. Kamash Mulan Deroidifu. Vafilo Achenami. So therefore the Torah says, Behuka, that anybody's allowed to kill the Bama Machteres. Because since the Bama Machteres is a Roidif, so not only can the Balabai is kill him, but anybody can kill him. That's the Gemara. So it says Beferish in the Gemara that yes, there's a Havamina that maybe only the Balabai is allowed to kill him because he's only coming after the Balabai. And that Havamina, Taka sounds like the Levush. It's only a din of Havon Lahoga Chashkim Lahoga. It's not a regular right. But the Torah therefore says Vuluko that anybody can kill anybody's allowed to kill the Bab Machteris because the Bab Machteris is a right. Well, now that the Torah says that anybody's allowed to kill the Bab Machteris because the Bab Machteris is a din of a right, so who says that the Balabai is killing him is anything more than that? If anybody can kill the Baba Machteris Al-Zroidiv, then the Henter for the Balabai to kill him also is only Al-Zroidiv. Where do you see over here that there's some new principle of Avol Lahoga, Chashkim Lahoga? So you could say, right, it's cash in the Gemara, because the Gemara would have said this, Aslab Bolo Hergach Hashkim Lahorman. But that you could say, maybe the Gemara, that maybe means right, if Bolo Hergach Hashkim Lahorman, maybe just a fancy way of saying that you can kill the right, especially because right, if after you. But the Re'im understood that Bolo Hergach, the Lavush, they understood that Bolo Hergach Hashkim Lahorman is some kind of new principle. That's nothing to do with Roidiv, and they read it into the Parashah of Machteres. How do you see that in the Parashah of Machteres? The Teres is the Feresh V'Hukot, that anybody's allowed to kill the Bob Machteres, not only the person, not only the Nirdom, but anybody can kill the Bob Machteres because the Bob Machteres is a Roidiv. Agamukh, it's a clash in the Rambam. The Rambam says the Bob Machteres is not a Chidiv to kill, it's only a Shus. Sounds like he's not Mamash a Roidiv. That's a separate issue. But Akapadim says in Gemara that he's a Roidiv, anybody's allowed to kill him. So how could Bob Machteres be a Mukher for some kind of new principle that the nirdif has special dinim over and above what everybody else has? Whatever the nirdif you can do, anybody can do. Can you use the right? So it's a kasha and the whole, this whole side from the it's a pella and the what was the lush and the rain? What were they thinking? I have a thought. I don't know if it's. I'm going to put it out tentatively. I mean, they were thinking something. I mean, they read the Gemara. That's how they read the Gemara. Habolah Hogar Hashem Lagarth Lagar. It doesn't say in Omer Aleph when it says Atara Omer the Heter of to kill the Bal Machteres is because Habolah Hogar Hashem Lagar. It doesn't say Elsewhere. So he understood the Gemara to be saying it's something else, not the regular than the right. The Gemara of the says that he is the right. That's why anybody else is allowed to kill him. The Chari have to say that somehow they understood that even though everybody else is allowed to kill him, I'll strike them, but the Bala Bais is headed to kill him is still only Al Sabo Lahag, Hashim Lahag, and now I'll strike them. That's how they read the Gemara. I know, but Allah, when it talks about the Bala Bais, he says, why is it, why, what's it in the Bomach Teres? Hatoyo Amra, Abo Lahag, Hashim Lahag. It doesn't say right. And I'm at base, they had to for everybody else to kill him, says in Gemara. Gemara Taka says, the Havim is only the Balabai, but everybody else maybe not. Kamash learned that he's a Roidiv. They understood somehow that even after the Kamash learned he's a Roidiv, that's everybody else. But clapping the Balabai, the Heter is not as Roidiv. The Heter is also Bola Hogdoch, Ashram Lahab. So what's the Svar? So maybe it's like this, Choshev. What's this business about Nidon Hashem Seifer? Rashi says, when the Balabais will stand up to the Ganav to save, to defend his money, his property, the Balabais, the Ganav is going to kill him. And then and that's Rashi's explaining the Gemara, really. By time in the Machteres, we have a Chazoka that the Balabais is going to resist. And the Ganav Meimar Omer, and the Ganav says, Iazildo, if I go into the Machteris, into the guy's house, Koilapoi, he's going to stand up to me. He's going to stand his ground, and he's not going to let me steal. And therefore, Koilapoi, if he'll stand up to me, Katilmele, I'm going to kill him. So the Ganav's only going to kill the Balabais if the Balabais stands his ground and doesn't let him steal. The Balabais runs away and doesn't say the Ganav's going to kill him. But chazoka that a person, the tibush aloylum is that a person defends his property, and therefore the chazoka is that the ganav is going to wind up, is prepared to kill, and the ganav knows that, and therefore the ganav is prepared to kill the balabais if the balabais stands up to him, and there's a chazoka that the balabais is going to stand up to him. So I thought like this: as far as the balabais is concerned, does the balabais have a hetter to kill the balabais teres al zroidiv? Maybe not. Because after all, he hasn't. The Balabais has another way not to avoid getting killed. What's the head to kill the Roidiv? The head to kill the Roidiv is because the Balabais has to save his life. The Balabais has another way to save his life. How can he save his life? He runs away. It doesn't have to be Maimon. It doesn't have to be Maimon Asmi on the money. You know, he could be Maimon Asmi on the money. Rather, he doesn't have to resist the. Doesn't have to resist the Ganav. He does not have to stand his ground. It's not worse than Yochel Atzila Ve'echad Me'evarav. If you're not allowed to kill a Roidiv, if you could bring him down in some other way, you could stop him from murdering in some other way. So Allah has kama v'chama that if the Balabais is a way to stop the guy from killing him, by not defending his computer, he'll step aside and let the guy take it, climb out the window. He doesn't have to kill the guy. So you can't say that the heter is asrodus. So why is the Baal HaBayis allowed to kill him? Because Hagbola Hargacha Hashkim LaHargit. That's much less limited. And the Ganav is both the Ganav is prepared to kill the Baal HaBayis. The Baal HaBayis is not mechuyev to be mafkir his moment. It's Yoch Latzil Bech Mevor. The Ganav has the Baal HaBayis has another way to save his life. He can run away. That's another way to save his life. But the Baal HaBayis is not mechuyev to abandon his money. And if he doesn't abandon his money, so this fellow is Bola Hargacha. So do you have the head of Bola Hargacha? Ask him Lahargah. And that's what Rava says. Human nature is that he's going to defend his property. The guy knows that. If the guy is a bold hugger, have bold hugger, ask him the hugger. Ah, you could run away. You could run away. You could also be yochel atzil bechamei. That's like yochel atzil bechamei var. The nirdif himself, the person who's bold and who they're coming to kill him, he has no limitations. Have bold hugger, ask him the hugger. He's allowed to stand his ground. He's allowed to shoot the guy of death. That'll explain to the Baal HaBayis. But what about everybody else? Taki is not allowed to kill him. Because they don't have the Heter of Baal HaGacha Hashkim LaHargah. The Chanami, that's the Gemara on the base. The Gemara says that's Taki the Sakha Taki. Without the Pasuk of Ahukah, I would say the Baal HaBayis has the Heter of Baal HaGacha Hashkim LaHargah. But Taki, everybody else, it's Taki not a Baal HaGacha Hashkim LaHargah. They're not coming after everybody else. The Gan is not coming after anybody else. So why does everybody else have the right to kill him? Says the Gemara, the answer is because everybody else is a Raider. The Gan is a Raider. I, for everybody else, the Baal HaBayis could run away. Why do you say it's like Yochel Atzil Bechamei Avar? That's not called Yochel Atzil Bechamei Avar. That's not in their hands. Human nature is the Baal HaBayis is going to stand his ground. That's human nature. That's a fact. The Baal HaBayis could climb out the window. But Lamaisa, Chazoka, that the Baal HaBayis is not going to do that. The Baal HaBayis is going to try and defend his castle. So therefore, a bystander sees that there's a train wreck coming. The Baal HaBayis is going to stand his ground. The Ganav is going to kill him. So the Ganav has the Niver Roidev. That's the Kiddush of Hukah Mesa. That in such a case, the Ganav, clapping everybody else, the Ganav is a Roidev. But clapping the Baal HaBayis is not a Roidev. Because clapping the Baal HaBayis is the equivalent of Yochel Atzil Bechem Me'evar. So clapping the Baal HaBayis remains what Rava said, Havo Lohar Gacha Hashkim Lohar Gacha. This is how the Levush and the Reim Desalei must have read the Gemara. Because they still, and even after the Gemara says that he's a Roidev, the Bava Machteris, that's for everybody else. But the head of the Baal HaBayis remains Havo Lohar Gacha Hashkim Lohar Gacha. If that's the case, then we could, so Mele Levush remains intact. And we could still use this Levush to explain the Rosh and the Miri and so on. And now there's a big Rebbe that we could answer, we could every Pegas Kasha. We could Haka say what we tried to say before, that maybe only a Roidev has been accumulated around it. But Havo Lohar Gacha, because that's a Chiyam Misa and the Gabra. That's a Chiyam Misa that Pathos Shomamah. But Havo Lohar Gacha Hashkim Lohar Gacha does not have Kimelei D'Rabbanei. It's not a Chiyam Misa Nagabo. I above Machteres has Kimelei D'Rabbanei. Not because the Baal HaBayis could kill him because Havo Lohar Gacha Hashkim Lohar Gacha. That's not what makes the Kimelei D'Rabbanei by the above Machteres. The above Machteres is Kimelei D'Rabbanei because clapping everybody else is a Roidev. Everybody else is allowed to kill the above Machteres as a Roidev. That's enough to pat the above Machteres from above. But it's the above Machteres is potter when he breaks Caleb, not because the Baal HaBayis could kill him. That's Havo Lohar Gacha Hashkim Lohar Gacha. That doesn't make Kimelei D'Rabbanei. The Bum Machteris has Kimelei V'Drabanei because he's a Roidev for the rest of the world. That's what pathos him from Mama. But in the Chanami, Chatu the Baal HaBayis, but Parabo L'Hagucha does not create Kimelei V'Drabanei. So Mele, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, everybody, by Yomoyi Olson, so why don't we say that he's a Roidev? Why does he have to pay to make Lodus? Even Yomoyi Olson, but he was trying to kill somebody, the Master Shemisa Kosom Adabri, he was trying to kill somebody. So what is the answer? It's talking about Yochel Atzil Bechem Me'evar, that the whole world could have been Matzil Bechem Me'evar. That this Matzah Shemisa guy, he was anybody could take him down with they could just without having to kill him. So maybe he doesn't have a din of a roidev. Either Nirdev could kill him with Havo Lohar Gacha Hashkim Lohar Gacha in the Chanami, but that doesn't create Kimelei D'Rabbanei. For Kimelei D'Rabbanei, you have to have a din of a roidev.
What's the whole reason why you have to say Havo Lohar Gacha Hashkim Lohar Gacha by the Bal Machteres? Because he had a way out by like being held just as a Chazaka that he's going to stay.
Right.
Like it's a regular
Rudev,
or you're
really
out, so why would you not just
be concerned? No, but here it was, Yochel, the Gemara says, the case is Yochel Atzil Bechem Me'evar. That's the Gemara that the Tosha quotes. But the Gemara that the Tosha quotes says that the case of Yinotz Anoshim is a case where it's literally Yochel Atzil Bechem Me'evar. That they could stop the guy, they could stop this guy by, they don't have to shoot him, they could have stopped him by, they could have held him or something, could have held him down.
Well, like double Yochel Atzil.
No, the case of Omach Teres, everybody's allowed to kill him, obviously talking about, we're not Yochel Atzilu Becha Neymar. But in the Chiram, if you have a Omach Teres that you could stop the Omach Teres by shooting him in the leg, obviously you're not allowed to kill him. The head to the kill of Omach Teres, the Gemara says, for everybody else to kill him. He's also right. He's only, if I read it, we know there's a limitation of Yochel Atzilu Becha Neymar. The din of a hukah that anybody's allowed to kill him is where they're not Yochel Atzilu Becha Neymar. Where there's no way, the only result, all you have is a headshot, so you have to take him, you have to kill him. But the Gemara Ayin Dalet is Beferish. So the case of Tinot Sadoshim is talking about where it's Poshki Yochel Atzilu Becha Meivar. You don't have to shoot the guy. They were fighting, but anybody could have stopped them without having to shoot him. So the Megla, that's called Yochel Atzilu Becha Meivar. Not a right. That says, that's Beferish in Gemara, it's called Yochel Atzilu Becha Meivar. And there's no doubt that Bomach Teres, that didn't write it by Bomach Teres, by. But the Gemara says that Behuka, that anybody's allowed to kill him because he's right, Avad is talking about, was not Yochel Atzilu Becha Meivar. I mean, I don't think that's not a Kiddush at all. That's possible. Even if he's a right, it's fine, but he's not more than a right. Yes, that's the Levush. That's the Feresh Levush. That's the Kiddush Levush in the Reim. And the Levush also, for that matter, on different ground, that the Nirduf doesn't have a Dinner, Yochel Atzilu Becha Meivar. That's the chiddush of all these achrayim.
Yeah. But would that necessarily apply to Rivosh if he says the reason is not because of the need?
Yes, the Rivosh is much less. In the narrow sense, the Rivosh would also agree that the Balabayas killed the Bob Machteris, even if he's Yochel Atzilu Becha Meivar, because he's bald. It means he's bald not to climb out the window. Yeah, no, the Rivosh with Bohol is much less useful stuff. Because it doesn't help for every Kenegas Kasha, it doesn't help for the Rosh, it doesn't help for the Nehiri, and it just stands by itself. I thought the Levush and that has nothing to do with the Rosh, it's a new Kasha of Bohol HaHogacha, that we can use to solve every Kenegas Kasha, that sheds light on all these other Rishonim, and that's very productive. We just have to work through how they learned the Gemara in Sanhedrin. I think this is Hakka possible. I think it's I don't see a way out. I think this must be how the Lubush read the Lubush and the Mizrachi. This must be how they read the Gemara.